episode. We're running to LA podcast. We're gonna do things different. Just a little bit different tonight with the opening. I'm gonna say everybody's name. So we got Dell, G-Man, Ro, and we got JP, also known as Bug Patterson. What's going on, guys? Because everybody know I open the show all the time. I'm dry.
I agree with you, but introduce yourself.
But I wanted to highlight Bud Patterson tonight. The man, the myth. The legend. No. From what I heard, you know what I'm saying? At one point, back in the day, all the ladies wanted Bud. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Had all that cologne, the six pack.
Oh, I did all that, and it only recorded 2 minutes. That's all it recorded, 2 minutes. Dang. I'm gonna go to bed. I'll try tomorrow. Hear what?
No,
you're fine. I couldn't hear when I was in the room. I'm gonna go to bed. Man, I sat there and listened to that whole show for it only record 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Let's go for.
My sister was like that. I have a sister.
Yeah, it's about right. 5:30.
Where is she?
I'll get up at 5:30. Good night.
Seven days a week, though.
I ain't that we ain't mad at you, if you understand.
Some brothers, does that include the work over the female?
do is go to work and come home. But we got a message from Mental Science real quick.
What's up, fellas? Mental Science. Have you all heard the possible shutting down of stereo in September? I believe it's the first. If not, September 2025. I've heard this. I'm not confirming it, but I have heard it, and it seems to have been confirmed by another stereo individual. So, what does that have to do with you all? Because you have a show and everything, it's a separate show. I was wondering if you knew about it and your thoughts on the possible shutting down of stereo September 2025.
Oh, man. Well, we don't be on here but like one night, one day a week, and that's on Friday, so I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah, same here.
I didn't know. I don't want us to be censored. Well, I hope we don't be shut down, but like I said again, I want folks to get just as a reminder. We're trying to entertain. We're trying to encourage. We're trying to nurture. But we're having fun at the end of the day. I hope that's not so. But Renaissance, thank you so very much.
Yes, sir.
For letting us know.
Well, what ends up happening is we just have to transition to the other to another platform.
We will make a shift. We will shift as we need to. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're sure with Renaissance again. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, well, more than a match. No, this is not really for us. It's really for the ladies this time. Like, what do you seek in love versus hookups for women, ladies?
We got to I think the four of us, Road Dogg was not with us tonight. Is Road Dogg with us?
Yep. He hears you muted out.
Okay. Hey, I think that we got some good answers for the ladies when you look at the five of us, especially with all the experience you got.
With all the experience you got. Because I heard about the ladies upstairs that wanted old bug.
Yeah,
when we tell women, you know, they ask, a gentleman, they ask all the time,
I'm gonna go to bed. I can't be sitting up while that thing go. I know it's gonna take 2 hours. I can't go to sleep. Oh God. That one don't work. I ain't worried about it. Hey, yeah, I tried two different ones. One of them, man, I sat there and that thing was just going. I couldn't find it. It didn't record nothing. Then I get my phone ready.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little cruise, dude, little peekaboo. Yeah.
R. Kelly say ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of Bobby Pride. So you right, my bro. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of twerking.
Also say look like you red.
Look like you red.
Seem like she red.
Go ahead and see.
That's it. That's it.
You know what, though? As you say that, that song doesn't age very well.
There's a season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Facts.
Yep, for all things.
Bro, dog.
Yeah. Immunity. No, I'm still there.
I got to hear that voice. I need to hear that voice. All
right, bro.
What's up, bro?
What's going on? Voice, man? Not too much.
Should be. All right, tonight's topic is More Than a Match, part two. Ladies, what do you seek in love versus hookups? So if you're able to, you know, tell us, you know, what do you seek versus us trying to tell y'all what y'all think y'all should seek.
And ladies, thank you so much for being out there.
Yes.
If you don't come online, we will aid it. But we thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Deuce Poppy don't mind telling the ladies to lead them into what they want.
You stupid. You're so stupid. Because I already knew you had already told me that. You had already said that you were going to call me that.
What you call him, no dog?
I don't call him nothing. I found out that he had a nickname called Deuce Poppy.
He called me that earlier. I do not. Me and Ro talked on the phone all day today, and this morning he made that joke. This morning.
Deuce Poppy.
Yeah.
Hey, Ro Dog. That fits too.
Yeah. He said he can give him two times the facials. That's what he said.
I never said that. All right, we got a message from Miss Cheesecake.
Episode 91, More Than a Match, part two. Ladies, what do you seek in love versus hookups? What is going on, G46? Ro and G-Man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm in here listening. I'm going to spin the block with my response.
We appreciate you, sweetheart. Appreciate you. We might need to flip this question around. What are women looking for in a mate?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, what are y'all looking for?
That's what Gerard mentioned, that hits on that right.
I mean, know? Like I said again, because sometimes men are flex for a good woman.
Yeah. Hey, I'm married now, but I am all that you need.
Oh, shit.
All that you
need. Goddamn. Get him, bud. Get him.
And let Gerard. Comes on the scene.
Yeah.
Then I'm a shortcoming.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Gerardi did nothing, but we got two of them, one from Sasha and one from Miss Cheesecake.
Okay.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. I don't know. What do I seek in love versus hookups? I think, you know, with hookups, there's such a superficial level of understanding. For when people hook up, it's like the most they understand is they want to hump each other. And I think in love, at least one thing is I think understanding, just because in love you want to have a deeper understanding of each other, not just of me, but of him as well. And
Miss Teacher, we appreciate that. And yeah. Like I said again, there is a difference between hook up and love.
Yeah.
Like I said again, it's what you're seeking. You know, if you're looking for something meaningful, it's love. But again, if you look for something superficial, it's a hookup. We go stick and move. That's what we do.
Yeah.
What I look for in a hookup, of course, physical attraction. You know what I'm saying? The vibe and energy got to be dope. And the sexual chemistry need to be there. And you got to be able to keep up. As far as what I seek in love, I seek morale, consistency, loyalty, emotional intelligence, emotional availability, authenticity, and love. You know what I'm saying? When I see a person loving themselves, that lets me know right there that you have the capacity to extend your love and be open for servitude. People be looking for the wrong shit in relationships. They be looking from the aspect of how it can benefit them. How is your servitude? Well, what that look like? Are you willing to come in, you know what I'm saying, and sacrifice yourself? Not in an unhealthy way, but for love.
Outstanding. That was excellent. I couldn't have put it any better. Because like I said, because there is a difference. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's what you're looking for. You know, at this stage in my life, I'm looking for love. I'm looking to go the long distance. You know, but again, thank you. Excellent explanation. Excellent definition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what if it's something... So out of that list that you gave for us for love, are you willing to let one of those go if that person can't give you everything that was on that list? Or do you just wait till you find somebody that can give you everything that you listed?
We need to be like the women. I won't call you ladies delusional.
Shit.
But we need to be, you know,
what
they
you just
set
did.
Their standards, and we got to have our own standards also. They're not meeting the criteria. Don't waste their time. If you don't find, am I right, G-Man? If you find something not attractive to their qualities, you let them move on and find someone that is, and you move on and find someone that you are attracted to.
That's right. You know, we're not about wasting anybody's time.
Yeah.
And that's just something time is something you just can't get back.
That's right.
So like I said, again, you know, identify, you know, love with women that are bold enough to say what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Bold enough to say what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, like I said, time, we don't want to be wasted. We don't want to take any shorts. So like I said, and if we can't meet it, guys, let's be honest, if you can't do it, don't waste her time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So basically, we're saying is, let's say you have, I don't know, let's say it's six things on your criteria that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get 5 out of 6, do you settle for the 5 out of 6? Yeah.
No. I think men are like women. It doesn't take much we don't ask for much in a woman.
That was true.
We want respect.
That's right.
We want, what would I say, fellas? We want femininity. We don't want, my wife is a feminine woman, sensitive woman. I don't want to come home to another dude. So we want femininity. We want respect. We want peace. I get peace. When I come home, I have peace every day. So, Rodolph, I guess the answer is this.
Yeah.
I'll take 4 out of 6. 5 out of 6, we'll do that. As men, we'll do that. I don't think women think like that, but men are different. We're wired different. You know, that's just the fact. We're wired different. But if nothing else, a man's got to have his peace.
Yeah, so to the lady that's listening, for your criteria, is it a pass for not meeting everything that you have on that list, or can you settle for the 4 out of 6 or the 5 out of 6?
Question. I don't think they'll settle, Rodolph. They're not like us men. They think different from us. But let's see what they say.
So what about you, Deuce Poppy? Do you settle or do you just?
I gotta have 6 for 6.
That black settle. Man ain't settling for nothing. You don't have to.
Settle.
Makes sense. You know.
Yeah.
But now the rest of us will.
My cutoff game is serious.
So. Oh, we know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So you cut off game serious, my bro.
It's serious.
I believe. And the boys believe. What's that, Gene?
He's the number one serial dater. He's a serial dater.
I'm not a serial dater. Mm-mm.
You're not?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Would you agree with me that you are a gigolo, though?
Huh. I'm not.
Well, how about gigaho?
I'm not either. No matter what you put behind G, I'm not. So, nah.
Rodolph.
Huh? I'm very selective. No, I'm very selective. I look at it like this. If I talk to somebody on the phone, I'm talking to somebody on the phone. That doesn't mean we're gonna go out on a date. So that's why I said something. I'm not a serial. I don't feel like I'm a serial dater. So a serial dater, you know what I'm saying? I'm dating all the time. I'm not. So I'm very selective.
So you're not dating all the time?
No.
10-4.
Yeah, he's very selective. You know, he want to make sure that whoever get those loins. Is somebody capable
you go again. There you go again. There you go again. There you go again. The second week. This is the second week. Here we go again.
Hey, look.
Bro
just said just now. Guess what I add up to?
Zero data.
I'm not.
I don't know if you're helping my... I don't know if you done more good or harm, bro, dog.
No, because really, no, seriously, I'm not. I don't go out on dates all the time. Like, I don't. I don't. So.
We hear you, my brother.
Hey, you know what? And you know the best part about, you know, like dating and all that stuff like that, when you got the opportunity to date, you just date. You know what I mean? And what I mean by dating, it's not like you, like Gerard said, I mean, and he didn't say it like this, but in so many words, is that, you know, you got an opportunity to meet nice people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Quality people.
Ain't like you having sex with them. You just meet them and all that stuff like that. And then when somebody see Gerard or Ro or myself or JP or Dale out on a date, I'm like, man, I thought this person was dating somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
No, you never know. It could be a business meeting. Mm-hmm. It could be something dealing with the work.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? So that's people true. always jump the fence.
Mm-hmm. True. That is so true.
Oh, sorry, we got a message.
What we got, my brother?
Let's see who we got. Got a message from Glowy.
Hi, panel. Hi, listeners. Ladies, what do you seek in love versus hookups? In love, I'm seeking connection. In a hookup, I'm just seeking chemistry.
Did y'all hear the message? Did y'all hear the message?
Yeah, I'd love for the ladies to contribute.
We want to know.
No, but yeah, but did y'all hear the last message that was played? Glowy left a message. Did y'all hear it?
No, we didn't hear all of it.
Okay, let me play it again then.
Hi, panel. Hi, listeners. Ladies, what do you seek in love versus hookups? In love, I'm seeking connection. In a hookup, I'm just seeking chemistry.
Connection and chemistry, pals.
But, you know, a lot on the men's side, you know, it's an immediate gratification. You know, on the men's side, for a hookup. It's a gratification. Yeah, it's a gratification. Mm-hmm. You know, you're you know that's what we're out for. Mm-hmm. But like I said again, for those that are on the more serious side, they're looking for connection. Mm-hmm. They're looking for, like, you know, after all things are said and done, you can still have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know? So if you really think about a Peter that already been through 17 different relationships. Gerard.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I ain't been through no 17. Don't. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
I had to drop.
Nah.
Yeah, flip that number from 17.
Nah.
Three with me. I apologize. I
didn't
mean to put you on the spot, big guy.
No, no. It's not. No. It's only put me on the spot if it's true. But it's not true. So I'm not. It's not put me on the spot.
Hey, my brother, you too smooth not to have been through a whole bunch. I guarantee you, Gerard.
I have not. I have not.
More than 17. You too smooth not to.
I have not. You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Smoother than the rest of them.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I have not. Look, I have not.
We're going to leave Gerard alone. We're going to leave Gerard alone.
How would you?
Yeah, we okay. Don't mention anything about what Gerard think about his past. That is true. You know what I mean?
Or his present.
That is true.
Okay. All right, Gerard, you heard that.
So we're gonna leave.
Rod, you got a hall pass, man.
What I need a hall pass for when I ain't done anything in my present. Now in my past, that's different. Yeah, in my past, yes. Yes.
So
yeah.
Is your past? So yeah. Let me ask you a question. Is your past your future or your present?
No, my past is my past. It's my past.
Okay. There you go. So nothing that you're doing now is your present.
I haven't done anything.
Okay. All right now. You know, I want to say this, Rod.
I appreciate him like that.
Yeah. You know, for that same token.
Staying true to the game.
He trains, like I said, it may not. It may not be new to him.
It ain't new to him.
But it's true to him. Mm-hmm. If that's what he's going to stand on, because mm-hmm. we're his friends, we're going to stand with him.
Mm-hmm. We sure are.
We're going to stand with him.
You know? Doesn't sound like you're standing with me. Sounds like you're standing. Sounds like.
Hey,
I'm on one side by myself, and that's all y'all. Hey. That would have sounded like.
Hey, my brother, you remember that? You remember that country song?
Sound like about myself.
It wasn't me.
No, it was Reagan. Praise out. It wasn't me.
Yeah,
it wasn't me. Yeah, that's
Reagan.
No, put the country song in the reggae.
Oh,
with Sean Rice. Yeah, it wasn't me. So we went to my brother. They were trying to put you in the spot.
I think, like I said, at the end of the day, man that is positioning himself to be in a committed relationship will do so.
Yeah.
And in that, that may require some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
That may require some just saying no. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go down this path anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are interested in the committed relationship. And for those that are still true to their game,
mm-hmm.
their game,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm going to say what I need to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them see what they need to see. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to be me.
Mm-hmm. So my question to every single person, great panel and the listener, what does a committed relationship look like?
I think that's going to vary. Because for some, a committed relationship is like we're going to be exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And that exclusivity, you know, it's going to be one-on-one. We're going to share some conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them won't be always comfortable, mm-hmm. but we're going to share them.
Yeah.
Some are looking. Where are we going to be in 5 years?
That's right.
For some. And again, when you can identify that and have those serious conversations, then like I said, actually you're entering into relationship zone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to have that conversation.
That's right.
You know, now whether Rod is able or willing to do, we don't know.
What I got to do with this conversation? What I got to do with what's being said?
You
got to
leave him.
What
do
I
got to
do with this?
Rod, we got to pin him. Look, don't add Rod to the...
Why am I being added to the examples? I got nothing to do with the examples.
So, Rod, I'll be honest with you. Of our podcast panel.
Yes.
You're the lone wolf.
Yeah,
I think for all of us...
Hey, look, it's like this.
All of us, except for you, are in committed relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick on you a little bit more because you're our lone ranger, you know? And so therefore, we pick on you a little bit more. Everybody on this panel has identified themselves as in committed relationships. And even though you work,
I applaud y'all for that. I am happy. I do not make any jokes about y'all being in committed relationships, being married, stuff like that. I do not. I believe in black love, so I don't understand why y'all got jokes for me. I want to find somebody where I can take walks in the park. What makes you think I don't want to take walks in the park? I like conversation.
Hey,
that's because as a long range, you're here shooting your six shooter.
What the hell are you talking about?
Home Depot if they had Lowe's around.
You got to have some Lowe's.
Hey, J-Rod, you got to remember now. Home Depot mm-hmm. would be Home Depot if they didn't have Lowe's around.
It makes us stronger.
As Road Dogg say, he's got a six shoot. I got a one shoot.
Oh,
Lord. He got a six shoot.
This is why they call him Deuce Poppy.
You know, Rod,
nobody calls me that.
Like I said, I'm not going to call you a one-hit wonder. I'm not going to call you a one-shooter.
No, that was Vanilla Ice, one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder. You know, all I'm saying is we're mindful of where we are. You know, you are a part and an integral part of the Run It Tell podcast. You are, mm-hmm. and we acknowledge you as that. You know, and again, because we encourage listeners...
Mm-hmm.
To call in, we encourage listeners to open up their minds,
mm-hmm.
to identify other possibilities. So we pick on you. I don't think pick on you is the right word.
Yes, we pick on. No, we don't pick on them.
No, Joe, you're right. No, you're right. Y'all be picking on me. Yeah, y'all be picking on me.
They'll say he don't. G man, I pick on. Go ahead, G.
You
gotta
talk.
Okay, G. Usually
I'd be like this.
What's up?
What's up, G?
What's up?
There you go.
Go ahead.
Like I said,
G told me to talk.
Even though you work 7 days a week, your dating opportunities are minimal. But we still think you're a valued player to the game because, again, you're not where the other four members are. So, again, you provide an insight that's just a little bit different, and we embrace that.
Go ahead, Dan.
I think you get that. You got to think about it now. When you look at our panel, again, like I said, we're in committed relationships. We're, I mean, like I said, other than and brother Roe, like I said, we done stood before the preacher. We done said our dues. Yeah. And again, you know, when we leave these meetings, we go home to a wife. You know, you go home to a fairly empty apartment.
Ooh,
ooh. Bro, Rod, I mean. And then, like I said, you work 7 days a week.
Damn. Yeah. Bro don't go home to no empty apartment.
No, but like I said, and according to his story, he's a lonely man.
He's a loner.
You know, with no purpose, with no mission, you know.
This does not has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Let's get back to the topic.
Dale act like
I'm sitting at one of them. The single dad that got the little table that's attached to the wall eating a Hungry Man dinner. Dad, I promise you, that's not what's going on.
Hey, Road Dog.
You know what, bro? You know what?
Doing that like sounds very steak.
Road Dog.
I'm trying to guide
him out of the wall. I'm eating them chicken nuggets that come in there with that corn and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? That Hungry Man dinner. I it's not like that, I promise you.
We know that.
But you also have to put in perspective. You gotta put in perspective. I've been married twice.
Yeah.
Both didn't go well. For whatever reason it was, it didn't
times.
Go well.
Did you miss one?
No, only twice. It was only twice.
Two times.
No, seriously.
How many games
two
did you buy?
Times.
How many engagement rings did you buy?
Well, hell, to one, it was two. She got two rings.
And then, so that's technically three.
Yeah, but it was still two people.
Okay. Well, anyway, but, man, like I said.
Anyway, it's like this. During that time, I'm taking time to find myself. So once I find myself, why should I jump into something else and end up with the same results? So obviously, I play a part in the reason why the marriages didn't work. So I have to look within myself. So why rush into something?
Women don't, but men do. I agree with you, my brother. Men.
That is not, JP, I didn't say that last time, but I'm going to say something this time. Studies show, because I looked it up after you said it, studies show in the man-woman dynamic, the man is least likely to take accountability. There are no studies that say that men take more accountability than women.
Come on, big guy.
Come on, I can send it to you, because I did research.
I ain't even want to see that, because I'm a blicky. Man,
research says that there is no accurate number. There is no accurate number that in the man-woman dynamic, the man is least likely to take accountability. That's what studies show.
I check you. G, so you check me on that. You know me. You agree to disagree, and we won't fall out.
Oh yeah, but this time I got backup. I did research. I looked. I did research. The people. It ain't me. I didn't research it. I researched what the other people researched, and that's what they said. In the man woman dynamic, the man is least likely to take accountability. So with that being said, when we say stuff, we have to separate us. Because sometimes we'll say something and don't separate ourselves from it. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to separate yourself. But that's what the number, there is no numbers. There's no numbers that's accurately saying that men take more accountability. Because they don't.
I bet I bet that was a female study that come up with that them results. That wasn't no unbiased.
You know what? Hey. We're gonna agree to disagree.
You got that right.
Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What the study says, what the study say. It didn't say the study was done by women. It didn't say it was done by men. It just said studies show that men are least likely to be accountable.
You know I love you, my brother, but we definitely got to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Women, go ahead, my brother.
No, go ahead.
I take accountability, but them doggone women and females ain't going to take no accountability.
And that's why I was trying to tell you, separate yourself and everybody else that's in the podcast, and don't, because it's like you're adding yourself. You got to take a step back. Because I could have easily said the same thing that you said, but I took a step back, and I went and I looked, and it said, you know, but we can agree to disagree. Because that is what this podcast is about. There is no right or wrong. You believe what you believe, and I believe what the studies say.
I believe.
So, I got to jump in.
Thank you.
So, the only thing that I'm concerned about what the study says is
all women, G.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not basing on the woman. Go ahead,
G. Them women come up with that report.
No, what I'm saying is that.
And it right. Check it out.
No, it said study show. They ain't saying the study was done by women. It just says the study show.
Give your response, G. Let's pull that up.
No, I was just thinking outside the line.
Think outside.
We do have like people that think like politics and all this stuff like that. Study said this.
Yeah.
Certain Republican, independent, blah, blah, and all this stuff like that.
Y'all breaking up, unless it's not on my end. Don't really hear y'all.
Yeah, they're breaking up. Hey, can you repeat it?
Go ahead.
All right, yeah, you back in. Can you repeat what you were saying?
Okay. We didn't get to hear it.
The only thing I was saying is that study, you know, sometimes we get on study and all that stuff like that. And study is good to actually have, you know what I mean?
G,
especially when... Go ahead, bro.
Fuck facts, G. I guarantee you we take more accountability than women.
I think women try to take more accountability than us.
Bull, G.
I think so. You know why I think that? What you got to remember now, the accountability is they having a kid. they, you know what I mean? That's enough accountability as in all. You know what I mean?
Yay.
I definitely.
I just sent it to the group. I put it in the group chat.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not wrong. I'm just saying that when you got studies and all this stuff like that. Okay, I'm waiting on JP to come back. He got his own study.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I said we can agree to disagree.
We will.
Nobody's wrong. So basically, this podcast technically is supposed to be opinionated anyway. So it's everybody's opinion. So if your opinion says that 95% of men are accountable, that's your opinion. That doesn't make it fact. That's just your opinion. Like me saying that women are more accountable is my opinion. Doesn't make it fact. It's my opinion.
G agree with you. I disagree with G.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I look at the studies. So I don't know. But I'm gonna look at it right now.
Hey, we finna Google this. Hey,
I already sent it to the group.
You did.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, my brother. Appreciate it.
What about 1 Corinthians 11:3?
What? What'd you say, bro?
What about 1 Corinthians 11:3?
What did it say, Rodolph? Read that for
me. Where you go? Where you go?
Oh, I forgot. Every time I click, every time I go back out, it won't let me read it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got two messages from LMA. LMA.
That's new, ain't you? Yeah.
Been around.
We couldn't hear what you said. She said, add me the fuck in right now.
Add me in. I'm set. Damn it.
Oh, is she gone?
Yeah, I don't see her now.
Wait a minute. What's her name? Hold on. What's her name? Let me go back to it. Oh, it's not gonna let me do it. Oh, G Man got the star, so he's gonna have to do it.
Yeah.
G Man. I have what?
You got the star, so you have to add her to the panel.
She must be wanting to bless us out.
What's her name?
No, you. No, you.
Hey.
Not us. You.
What's her name? Hey, what's her name?
LMA.
LMA.
Come on, LMA.
Clamp
it.
Oh, shit.
I don't even see her up here.
I just sent you a screenshot.
All right, 10-4.
You got a G.
I'm gonna send you that screenshot to drop.
I already see it. Come out of the part, right?
Damn! It took y'all long enough. Wait, is this a yeah? What the fuck? It took y'all long enough to add me in.
Well,
we had to get to you first.
We had to get to you first.
What's up? What's going on?
What's up?
Shit. What y'all doing? What y'all talking about? Love and shit. Who broke y'all heart? No.
We want to know who take more accountability in relationships, men or women?
Women. Because niggas don't take accountability for shit.
Please.
They wouldn't take accountability for taking a shit.
I have to.
God damn.
What?
Oh, man. It ships me.
Yep.
It wasn't me. Men, women are emotional. Men are logical. So men, because we're logical, we tend to think differently. And we do take accountability. I think...
You're breaking up.
Can hear me?
Is that messing?
Okay,
I can hear you. My phone fucking up.
Hold on for a second. One second. So JP got something to say.
Who am I talking to?
You gonna repeat the same thing that you just said?
Yeah. Just repeat the same thing you said.
I would gladly do so. Now, why do you feel that women take more responsibility? And I have to strongly disagree with you, being that I have lived 60 years almost, and I have never take responsibility for anything. Is it damn? Yeah. So now you tell me. Poopies and Ray Rays won't take responsibility, but men take responsibility.
I know. I agree with you with the women are more emotional, men are more logical. I agree with you on that. For sure. But what was your question? Damn. I'm tired as fuck. What'd you say?
The question is, who takes more accountability for their
actions? Oh, accountability. Okay. I just honestly think it just depends on the situation, like in general, but I don't know, but I just feel like it depends on the situation.
I think you know the answer, you just don't want to speak the truth.
Women.
I think you know that women will take less.
Women. What?
Yes.
Definitely not. Negative. Negative to the fucking if. Negative.
I think you with the sisterhood. So the sisterhood, they stick together. You know, a sisterhood, they're going to stick together. And right or wrong, they're going to hang in there. They're going to stick together. Don't get quiet.
Okay, hold on. My baby was crying. Hold on. Okay. What did you say?
I think you're part of the sisterhood. And the sisterhood sticks together. And right,
yeah, of course.
In agreement with one another. Because men are logical, I'm gonna ask you this: what most of the divorces initiated? Who are they initiated by? Men or women?
Women.
And women,
for sure.
Yes.
Because.
Can you tell me why they initiate all these divorces?
Hold on, let me ask ChatGPT.
No, I want to hear from you. I want to see what you think.
Honestly, I feel like, I don't know, it just depends. I don't know.
And no. And the boys, no. Give them a good example. Gerard, no. Road Dogg, no.
Okay, what's the question? Why is most divorce?
Divorces are initiated because the woman is unhappy. Not financial, not any other reason. She simply says she's unhappy.
Yeah.
But men, we're unhappy quite often in marriages. But men, we'll try to work it out because it's in our nature to be fixers. In our nature.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married?
I've been married 25 years. 24
Oh, wow.
Years. Yes.
Wow.
I've been with my wife 38 years.
Damn.
And so, now how...
That's good.
Are you married?
I am. Yes, but I'm about to get a divorce.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
What was that last response?
I'm about to get a divorce.
Wow. Oh, boy, this is getting deep right here, fellas. Mm-hmm. Now, bro, dog.
Yep, papers. I'm waiting for him to sign in papers.
Oh, so. This is him, right quick. So my question to you is like, you don't have to broadcast it.
Yes,
but and you can say
why?
So what happened? What was it? Was it your fault? Was it his fault? Was it that? He put a lot into the relationship, and you put a lot in the relationship, and it just didn't work out, you know?
Honestly, like, no bullshit. I feel like he's just not ready, you know what I mean? He was not ready. It wasn't our season. Like, that season for us is over. He's just not ready to be in a committed relationship.
So my question to you is that you should have already seen all the yellow flag and the red flag.
I seen it, but I ignored it.
So, but why did you get married to him when you seen it, though?
Because he was doing good. He was doing good for a good time before we got married.
I hate to tell you this. When you see the one red flag, and then you see the caution flag. Matter of fact, you see the caution flag before you see the red flag.
Right.
You know, even if he's doing good and all this stuff like that, you already seen the traits. I just hate to sound that way. You know what I'm saying? And that's what man and
woman. No, yeah.
That's the problem. The problem with us as people and all this stuff like that, we see the red flag, but we quickly get married.
Yeah.
And all this stuff like that because we wanted to. Because we want to be with somebody. You can't want to be with somebody.
And you can't change them.
You cannot change
them. I mean, yeah, that's true, yeah. But we're already, like, pregnant, about to have a baby, so I'm like, I can't, like, not have a kid. What?
That still wasn't a good reason to get married to a person.
Look, let me say this.
Honestly, I don't know. I just feel like if I'm going to have a kid with this person, I'm going to be married to this person. Like,
and I understand that. And guess what? And you know, at the end of the day, I appreciate you for saying that. But I'm gonna give you some golden advice right here.
Go ahead, G.
Okay. Because one thing for certain, two things for sure. And this right here is gonna be three things, like Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. You remember back in the days you had the Kool-Aid. But I'm just joking. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that you cannot. Like, you might be mature.
Why am I hearing three voices on the same person?
You got
you got
baby.
Okay, It's like, what's going on?
So the thing about it is that this is him talking. So the thing about it is that you might have someone that you think that is ready and is mature. Now, study says, man, they don't mature until they get in their 30s. Study says.
And women do mature early.
And women mature more early than us. So guess what? At the end of the day, you might have had somebody that not been mature for you
at that time,
if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And then I understand the part of you pregnant and all this stuff like that. And, you know, you want your kid to be with the father and all this stuff like that. And then, but at the end of the day, guess who end up with the headache?
Right, me,
exactly.
Right,
you know, you definitely, you know what I mean. You remember back in the days they used to get us, I'm talking about school. Okay. So you're in school, right? They give you a little small little pencil, and then you get a fat pencil.
You get the fat pencil,
right? So
who normally get the fat pencil? No, think about who normally gets
the small kids. You got the fat pencil until they learn to write.
Exactly. Guess what? He should have had the fat pencil. He should have had the fat pencil. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
So, I mean, like
we realize that women ain't always the problem in relationships.
You gotta go this way, bro.
Sometimes it is the men. Yeah. As G pointed out, that when you see these red flags.
Yeah.
Remember, you cannot change anybody's or you can't change.
But my question, I have a question. So, if a man has red flags, is it possible for him to change? Like, or do you think they just stay like that?
So, let me tell you this: it is a possibility for every man to change because, guess what? We get older and we get wiser, we get younger because we don't want to do the things of the past. You know what I'm saying?
Not all.
Now, the question is, you got a lot of men that like to run the street.
Who can Ray?
Tyrone and Isaac, Jacob. Jay,
and Ray G.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, is that we have to like let some stuff go in our life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know. I'll tell you, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes you got to look in yourself in the mirror and try to figure it out yourself. Like, what did I do to actually cause this situation to happen? You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's not meant to get married. I hate to sound that way.
She asked her how long she's been married.
How long you been? She didn't hear you.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for about 5 years.
5 years. And you just now realizing that,
I need a divorce?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've been thinking about it for about 2 years now. 2 years. Yes.
But that's... Hey, honey. Look. Let me tell you this, man. I'm trying to be so sentimental. This is him once again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be so sentimental about the situation. But if you already knew it,
right.
Why are you still in the situation?
Because I wanted it to work out. I wanted to I know. Yeah.
Well, may we ask you something else? Since him is so. We're not trying to get personal because no one knows. Do you think that let's put it the way we're clear. Is he faithful to you?
Was he faithful?
Yeah, he's faithful, yeah.
Are
you faithful to him?
I am.
Do you want the relationship to work?
Work, yes.
I do.
Okay. Is he able
go see a counselor?
Ask something.
We did.
Is he a provider? Do he make sure that you're taken care of? And that
yeah, 100%.
My question is he meeting your needs?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Get too personal. But like I said,
we don't know her, so
exactly we don't know.
We can actually ask that question. What are your needs?
Yeah, what are your needs? Do you need him to be present more? Do you need him to open up more? Do you need him to be more intimate? Do you need him to be more engaged with the children?
Yes.
I mean, like I said, because like I said,
go ahead. Say
men are complicated.
Let's get an answer from it, Dave.
Let me just go ahead.
Okay, are you guys my therapist or what?
Let me just go ahead and say this part right here. Is he older than you?
He is not.
Okay.
Well, now again, you got to be mindful. Women mature.
They say,
why you get mad?
Quicker than men.
I'm mature quicker than women.
And sometimes, I honestly, as the role as a man. He should be doing it, Rosie. You know, you should be his support system, and he shouldn't be yours.
Yeah.
And I know, and some women getting married because I can change.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll get better.
When
I pray to him, he'll respond. Not necessarily so.
Yeah. I'm mad.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Because you gave her 4 questions. Some serious questions. And you didn't let her answer anything.
I apologize.
I didn't let her throw the question at her again, and that's going to help her.
Dale, go ahead and ask that question.
Dale, do you remember the question?
Question one.
I asked the
question.
Do you remember
the question? I remember what are my needs, and yes. I didn't hear the other ones.
Your needs are important.
Yes, they are.
They're very important.
So she got questions. She got it.
What are your needs?
What are my needs?
Yeah.
A lot.
What is his shortcomings, Dale is asking, that makes you feel that this relationship needs to end?
I don't think he has shortcomings. I just think that...
He may not be ready.
He might... Yeah, she... How the way it's sung is that... But she thought he was ready for marriage. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you all this.
That should fix that.
No, no, but so when he was showing her, look, tell me if I'm right or wrong. He showed you a hand that you accepted, right?
Nope.
When y'all were dating.
Wait, what was that?
I said, did he show you a hand when y'all were dating that you accepted? So what I mean before y'all got married.
Right, yeah. All
right, so no, listen to this now. We all done showed the hand. Think about it now.
We married
now. Think about it. Before any of us got married, we
show our hand to somebody.
My hand is still the same, G.
No, but what I'm saying is that we show a hand. And what I mean by the hand that we show is that, think about it. You show a person a hand because you want to get in that.
Yeah. No, G.
You want to get in that zone.
You want to get in the draws. Get in the draws, right? So you actually
get in your draws.
But I'm just saying, we show them and they accepted us for who we are.
Yep.
Even for our shortcoming as a man.
Yep. You know what
I mean? And I hate to disagree with you, JP, but a lot of us as men, we sit there and we show something that we can't even keep up with.
I've never done
it. But you know,
that,
you know, sweetheart, I'm going to be honest. It's a standard. And like I said, I tell young women, I'm a father of an older daughter, and I remind even the younger women that a wolf can only wear sheep clothes for a little while.
Yeah, for so long.
For so long, because after a while that wolf starts to itch.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets hungry, and his teeth start to show.
Yeah.
So you have to be mindful. You gotta be mindful of the red flags.
Yeah.
You can't keep your eyes closed. You gotta be vigilant.
Yeah.
And if some women, you know. I went to a wedding one, I promise you, he was a great guy, but she had her PhD. He barely had his GH.
That don't mean that doesn't mean anything.
But
to
she
me.
Wanted to be married. She didn't want to be by herself.
That doesn't mean anything.
It didn't
to me.
Last.
Men don't care about PhDs, a bachelor's degree.
But the Bible said,
yeah,
they were unequally yoked.
Yeah, Jeff, they are. Men don't care about those things, and that's a fact.
Some do, JP. We can't say all men. Like not all men, but you can't say men. You gotta say some. Some men.
Most men do not care about a woman's education, how much she makes, or anything, because it usually it's hers anyway. And if he's who he should be, he's gonna do his part anyway. So let's ask her. Let's get back to this beautiful woman here and find out what the issue is.
And we thank you so much for calling in this evening.
So you say he's a provider?
Well, she ain't happy.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Are you happy?
No, that's what most of I mentioned earlier. Most divorces are initiated by women because women are not happy, we need to find out why she's not happy. Thank you, Dick. Why are you not happy? What's the problem? We want to help you. We don't want you to go back out in the streets and out with Pook and Ray Ray.
We don't want you to hang
out. Oh my.
I have some folks.
And cats like Gerard.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what?
I'm sorry, Rod. I didn't be there.
I did.
We got to know. It's one thing when they be in the listening section and y'all do this, but when y'all bring up people to the panel, let's not do that in front of company, okay?
Bro, I apologize. I don't. Let's take it seriously. All right, now, why are you not happy? Fella, y'all ain't listening.
We're listening.
Late.
Why am I not happy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we need to know.
Now,
she's finished now. We're going to let her finish, G.
I don't know.
See?
And don't let her finish. Let her finish.
Just
think about it now. Before we answer, we need
to finish.
You just need, like, one answer of why, or you need a few? Like, what am I?
No, sweetheart, this is your time. You tell us as much or as little as you need to.
Yeah.
This is about you.
Yeah.
I honestly just want to tell the podcast is about our listeners. So you give us one word, 30 words, we with you.
Okay. I'm not happy because he's not active anymore.
Help us explain active, please, if you don't mind.
Like he's not involved.
Okay, he's not engaged.
In what damn?
Yeah, and what aspects we are?
And everything, like with the kids, with the house. With, like, going out, like, he'd go out by himself, but he's not active with us.
Have you shared that with him?
I have.
And what was the answer?
Yeah, what was his answer?
Well, his answer is, well, I'm trying to, well, he's starting his voting business and he's in the military. He's getting out. And he's trying to focus on his voting. focus on his voting business right now.
I mean, that's the problem. You already got all the answers you need right there.
Hey,
look, we don't even have to say no more.
I want to mention,
I hate to sound that way now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just blank and true.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't sugar. Look, let me tell you about sugarcoat. You can't pick. You can't put sugar in top. And top of candy cookie, candy cone. You know the candy pepper that you eat. You can't
eat candy cone.
That's the thing. Most man don't eat. Yeah. That's why, because y'all try to sugarcoat it.
I ain't sugarcoat nothing.
All right then. Well, listen, young lady, I understand what you're dealing with, and I appreciate you like letting us know. But
I got a response.
Go ahead and have your response.
I want you G's talking. Or him is talking. That's right. I want you to think about this. Now, what you told us makes a lot of sense. Okay, did you know that the military, I'm prior military, has highest divorce rate
in post-military.
Yeah. 100%,
Yes, I forget what it is. I mean, we talking about women initiate perhaps 80 to 90% of all divorces, but yet the military, the divorce rate may be 60, 70%. In the military, and we would never tell you to divorce. We'd tell you to try to work it out. But now, regardless of what he's doing, we understand he's trying to do these things to better life for you. And y'all have, you did say y'all have children, right?
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two.
Y'all got two?
Yeah.
Look. I hate to interrupt this, man. Here, I'm sitting down now. I was standing up before, but you got two kids. Now, the age, and I hate to ask you this. What's the age?
Two under one.
I want you to be mindful.
Yeah.
That relationships as well as marriage,
you got to work on it, sis. I think that you, how the way you feeling right now, it's not how the way you felt like 2 years or 3 years before you met him.
Yeah,
you need to actually like bring some. I hate to tell you this now, but you need but you need to actually like tell him like, hey, we need to work on some stuff because. By the way, I feel right now, I wonder if you feel the same way. And if he sit there and say that he feels a certain type of way, then he'd be like, hey, can we go to counseling?
Yes.
And if counseling don't work, then that's when you need to actually say, hey, I'm doing this for best interest of my kids and myself.
Yes.
But I think we need to part ways.
Yes.
Bam. I want you to know that you found men that hear you.
And again,
like I said, I always say that, again, our podcast is about our listeners.
Yes, it is.
And like I said, your story ain't the only story. When I say that, it's like we've heard this before.
Yes.
You got to imagine, between the five of us, we've been married. 1, 2, 3. Rod takes because he's been married 3 times.
Rod got more experience than the rest.
You know, but what I'm saying is marriage ain't easy.
Why y'all give him that?
I've been married twice. Why are you adding another one? Twice.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Twice. We keep adding that third one. There's no third one. There's only two.
You got to realize and understand, sweetheart, that we're on your side.
Yes.
And it's not that we're knocking your husband, but like I said again, because you care enough to call in, we just care enough to share with you. And like I said, marriage, God is asking. Back door to get out.
Yes.
But like I said, you're young.
But you know what? So think about like when you had disagreement or you work late and all this stuff like that, or you weren't getting your way.
Can you
pretend to be a
woman? Why do you guys keep going now? It says reconnecting.
Yeah, it's been doing that.
I think
a few times during the show.
Oh,
Oh, there you go. What was y'all saying? Cause y'all were reconnecting.
Yes, everybody, they LMAs. So
yeah.
So here's the thing. I've been with my wife 38 years.
Me 32.
But I've been married 24 years. Our anniversary was July. I don't know. July. July 21st. I've been out letting my wife, but not LMA. I'm gonna tell you this. There was times I wanted to leave, but I stayed. And Dale is right there. I stayed there. We're not telling you to. But now I want you to remember one thing. Happiness don't look to anybody else to provide your happiness. Your happiness comes from within you. So you do what it takes to make you happy. But now, if he's doing everything he should do as that man, providing for his family, and if he's working hard to make sure that you got and the kids got everything you need, he's not cheating on you. He's not beating you.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just throw a little something in there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
It's
all about you now.
So honestly, I don't even want to say this because like we're just so public.
We don't know you. But
right. So honestly, he has a bad issue with OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, well that's a problem.
Oh my god.
That's a problem. What you said? He has an issue with OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
So let me just go ahead and clear.
So
I bet you any money. He got a room by him. He had a computer room. It's his room. And he sit there. He
X-rayed it.
He hit the tiger.
No.
He beat the tiger.
Little pocket pool.
But now, that's what it sounds like. He put down the tiger. That is a problem.
So if your wife is like, you know, I don't like that you're doing that. I weren't married for a reason. I'm right here. If you need that, I'm right here.
You got
why
that
do
right
men
there.
Continue doing that?
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be doing that.
Are you willing and able?
Yeah.
Let me change something.
Be honest with me. I don't care how brutal it sounds.
It's gonna be brutal.
Wait a minute. Say again, sweetheart.
Like, I'm a big girl. I can take the heat. Just be brutally honest with me. Why do men do that? Like, what is a reason? Like, what makes you guys stop?
So, this is a big girl.
Let me just go ahead and break this down to you, LMA. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Okay. It's a three-step process that's going on.
Say it, bro.
Number one. Okay. Yeah. So, now you got... Now you in our room now, so you can't get mad with him about the same.
No, I can take it. Trust me, I can take
right,
it.
So, like that. You got your big girl draws on.
All right
now. So, I got them on. Pull them up. All right.
So what I'm about to say to you now,
might need to pull them down.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Period. Period.
Oh my god.
So, question number one.
Okay.
Now, the things that you used to do to him, do you still do since y'all got married? And what I mean by that,
I get you.
Do you never do number of numbers?
Yeah, of course.
I know most ladies like breastfeeding. but.
How the way he saw me is dick feet.
When y'all let them answer the question.
I'm sorry, Steve.
My bad.
Boy, like you tell us, G.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how a car ride is with y'all.
We forgive us.
No, please forgive me. I'm just asking a question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one is that, now, if he told you what he like, do you still do the things that he like? Or do he still doing the things that you like?
I think we're just both tired, honestly.
Y'all both tired?
You gotta find the time.
But yeah, I know y'all got two kids. Y'all got two kids. Look, y'all got two kids.
Can't be that tired.
When bro come.
Two under one is a lot.
I understand that. But when bro come home, whenever he come home, you say, hey, meet me in the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah. Look.
And don't knock quickies.
No quickies.
Don't knock them.
Do you have a full-time job?
Yeah, I do.
Are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yeah,
so that makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You're full-time, he's full-time. Yeah. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
What's your third question, G?
Oh, last but not least. And this is one of the most...
Be serious, G. Be serious, G.
Be serious, though.
Now, so do y'all cook and clean up after one another? Because that makes sense.
That's good. Cool.
I do, but he don't.
Okay.
But you gotta engage him. And I think, like I said, communication is the key.
Yeah.
Communication is fucking key. That's what I've been saying. Communication is key. Every motherfucking day. That's why I tell his ass. Communication is key. I don't give a damn. The small things, the small details. I want to know them all. Oh my gosh, I need to unplug your Wi-Fi and plug it right back in. Okay, I didn't hear anything because you guys are reconnecting.
Uh-huh.
Road dog, Gerard.
Yep.
We ought to be able to tell her something that's gonna help her relationship.
I mean, he like playing pocket-pool right now. Unless you gonna watch OnlyFans with him. Either that or you gonna reenact the OnlyFans scene for him. I don't.
Yeah. What question?
You know,
would he be willing to get on this podcast with us
to talk about that? No.
No.
He'll get so upset if I brought that up.
No.
Like, if he know that I'm talking to you guys about this right now, he'll be so upset.
No.
You really taking a chance?
No.
The reason why I say she's taking a chance is because she at the point now at break.
Yeah.
She want her relationship.
Yeah.
She taking a chance to let other. To actually figure out if it's her.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We don't think it's you. We don't see what's
going on. You're not the problem. It's him. In this situation.
You're supposed to be shaped up like a good snake in shape.
He's not him.
Yeah.
He's the guy you are. Him is right here beside me. He's the guy that you're the military man.
And honestly, you know, he's the bite on her butt because he get locked, y'all.
Well,
I've got to
do all
what? Oh,
my God.
What the fuck?
So, my final, I'm going to let it go out.
If I said something inappropriate, I apologize.
Wait, aren't you married?
That ain't no bad thing. If that's what she likes.
So what I'm going to end up saying at the end of the day is that... I understand what you. I don't understand.
No.
Trust me and believe me. Because
he's the problem.
But he's definitely the
problem. He's the problem.
So you continue on with your kids and all this stuff like that. And then make sure your supporting cast is there for you too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because.
Now, question. Who's her supporting cast?
It got to be her family.
Thank you.
Her family.
And us.
No, all my family's dead.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
So, but I don't even have nothing
else
to say.
But what him saying is,
have you? We do think that in your situation, listen to all that we've heard. Hey, my wife. You say you're a big girl.
Yep.
My wife is a big girl. Hey, but she wasn't a big girl when I met her 38 years ago, but she's still my baby. Mm-hmm. And she's just as beautiful to me now as she was 38 years ago. Of course, I'm more beautiful because I'm just handsome like
this. Yeah, you JP.
And so, but that's just the way it is. Now, ladies, gigolo, that's just the way it is. So, we think, try to work it out. Try to get counseling. If you can't, you may have to move on. In your case, he should not be even entertaining the thought of OnlyFans. I could give a...
How do I stop him from watching that, though? Like, that's my question.
You can't.
You have to stop yourself.
Yeah, that's his bag right now.
But I feel like this, if he feel like that's where he gets his satisfaction, then he don't need you. He don't, well, here's what I said, he don't deserve you.
Yeah.
I mean, unless y'all gonna try some role playing, and... Yeah.
We never have time for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sweetheart, I want you to be mindful that we're on this podcast right now, but we're not going to say goodbye to you. You ready to say goodbye? We're still with you.
Oh, you're kicking me off?
No. We're saying we're not leaving you. And we'll stay.
You're saying goodbye without saying goodbye.
No, we're not saying... What I'm saying, we're not saying goodbye. We are not saying goodbye. We thank God for you. We're sorry for your situation, but we won't leave you.
Well,
sometimes it's just a friendly voice that you can hear, and that's what we're about right now. Just being that voice for you, or ear for you. I'm sorry.
Like this.
And when you got children like we know you do, sometimes it's just good hearing from another adult.
And yeah.
You don't have anybody right now but us. We won't leave you for or forsake you.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
What area are you
so
in?
So are you?
I ask.
Huh?
What town? What area?
Well, I'm from California, but I'm in Georgia for the military. My husband's military.
Okay. Well, like I said, we have some listeners, but because you stayed with us so long, we're just grateful for you. And like I said, again, we're a little older, more than likely.
No, we're a lot older.
We're a lot older.
Wait, how old are you guys? I know one is 60. What's the other two?
We're old as dirt.
I'm 58. Give G-Man the
50. One is 58. I'm 63. G is 50. Uh-huh. So, like I said, And Rod, like I said, they're a little younger. But like I said, again, I just need you to know we care.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you guys for your advice, and thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I feel like you guys did way better than my therapist. That's for fucking sure.
I want you to understand that, like I said, we, all of us, have been there. You know, we've all been in committed relationships, and we understand that they're not easy. You know, but like I said, I'm sorry that you don't have anybody to really reach out to other than us. For the moment, but again, like I said, we're here every week, and if you need to call us every week, we'll listen every week. But like I said, we think you're a queen, and again, I look at you almost as a daughter, so please forgive me, I don't mean no disrespect, but like I said, if not for the grace of God, you could be my daughter.
Thank you, guys. I'll add you guys. Here, let me see.
And like I said, if your husband ever wants to listen and contribute, we would share with him. We would be kind, and what we talk about stay between us. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust in me.
Yeah.
Never just get off. You know, I met some guys on this podcast, and you know, would you, you know, kind of sit in, and we would get, like I said, what we just talked about, we don't know nothing. you don't know. Right. But we would share with him from a male's perspective. Like I said, we've been in relationship. We've done that, you know, been there. We've been in productive relationships. Hey. We've been in broken relationships. But like I said, if it would encourage him, we just want you to be loved. We want you to lay down every night and feel like, you know, this man laying next to me is the one I've chosen for real, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see. Thank you. Okay. So where are you guys from? You guys from California? I see LA hat.
I'll be honest with you. We got JP. He has traveled the world. You know, from his military experiences and travels, he's been around. Myself, I've been on the East Coast of America.
Okay.
For now. Yep.
As they say, babe, South Kakalaki.
South Kakalaki. That's where we out of.
Wait, so how long? Damn. There it goes again. How long were you in the military for?
I was in the military 4 years. I was in the military 4 years and got recalled for the Gulf War. And I don't know if you remember Desert Storm in 1991. So I was back a total of 5 years altogether.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I know, that must be scary. I was thinking about joining the military. I'm like, I don't know, though.
How old are you?
I'll be 26
on Sunday.
Hey, I had an early birthday.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you some very good advice if you're truly interested in the military. I tell you this. Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
What branch did you consider going in?
The Navy or the Army?
Nope. I'm a U.S. Marine. Charhead, Leatherneck, as Dale said, mm-hmm. out of the Marine Corps. The best branch of service to go in, now I can tell this because I've been with all of them, it's easily the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that's the best branch of service. It may not be the, you know, what people think it is, but the Air Force is the one that treats you the best. They're the one that's going to make sure you get them promotions. They're the ones that's going to take care of their soldiers. Now, you got to remember, the Air Force falls under the Army, just like the Marine Corps falls under the Navy, as far as Department of the Navy. But Air Force, if you ever decide to go to the military, consider the Air Force.
Someone told me that, too. Yeah.
Yes. And this is coming from a U.S. Marine. The Air Force is easily the best branch, and I've spent a lot of time with the Air Force on Air Force bases. Going to the Air Force, if you're going to decide to go into service, they're going to take care of you and your family.
Mm-hmm. What job in the Air Force do you think I should get?
They have hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs in the Air Force. You've got to look at what you're strong at. Mm-hmm. They have jobs from, you know, combat to motor T or transportation to military police administration where you're in the office every day. That's all you do.
Oh, wow.
Accounting, whatever you can think of out here, they have in there. Everything you can, even running supply or running the commissary is all military jobs. So what you do, you haven't taken the ASVAB yet, have you?
I have not, no.
That's a test that determines your strengths as far as when ASVAB is a military exam they give you, is required for all persons entering the military. And it determines your strengths and your weaknesses and areas.
Because you got a score, a certain percentage.
Yes.
Very good,
Gene. And they tell you where you'll be best at. But that's thousands, and I hate to say that now. In the Air Force alone, there's thousands of different jobs you could do. So,
we want you to be mindful that you have a husband.
Yes.
Because he's still in the game. And for now. and you have children. Yeah. So like I said,
yeah.
Your choices are in regards to the military, be mindful. Yes. That again, like I said, you don't want to disrupt this little baby's life. So like I said, you do what you gotta do.
Yes.
But to thine
yeah.
own self, you know, we at Run and Tell It want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And again, I you know, if I sit down and told you for the next 30, 40 minutes how thankful we are that you stayed on the line with us, we couldn't do it.
Yes.
You know, like I said again, and we all have daughters, and we have daughters about your age. We have a vested interest in telling you what was true.
Yes.
And what we feel. And because you don't have that resource right now, again, we wouldn't tell you anything wrong. Our art goes to get to heaven.
Yes.
And lying to you and telling you something that ain't right and won't get us there.
Yes.
So like I said again, we thank
yeah.
you for lying with us this long.
Yes.
Because we're grateful.
And Dale, tell Dale if she don't want to go to the Air Force,
yeah.
the second best choice is the Army.
And if JP said again, if not the Air Force, the Army. But like I
yeah.
said, your children are taken care of. And like I
right.
said, sit down with your husband and again find out where his head and heart is.
Yes.
And sometimes that comes with having hard conversations. That comes with having discussions that you may not want to have, but it need to be had.
Yes.
You know? So like I said again, we, you know, Run and Tell It. Some people laugh at us, but at the end of the day, we're still about the people that call in and that we can care about and we can exchange information with. But that's where our head and heart is. I thank you. And when, again, if you don't mind, we're going to pray for you. That everything goes well with you, your marriage, and your children, and your decisions.
Yes. Like, see if Road Dogg and Gerard, these guys got so much experience. We've been letting, we've been
forgive us, we've been talking a lot, JP, Rod, and him, you know, and again, we want to make sure that they put their little extra 2 cents worth in, too. And if there are any questions you have for us, I'll be honest with you. I'll give you my personal phone number offline, and you can call me anytime. But that's
just
me. I'm just saying.
Oh, dear. Bro, dog.
Oh, shit.
Gerard, what? In additional information, give her something that's gonna help her along.
Y'all covered everything.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
y'all
covered everything.
That I would have said.
Yeah.
Y'all covered everything. I mean,
okay.
Totally agree with it.
This has been a great topic. We're gonna have to go ahead and move. We're gonna have to go ahead and cut this one out because we only have a small window for me to get this show out, and I got to keep it under 2 hours.
Yeah.
We are like at an hour, and we're almost at an hour and 40. So, if she wants to come, if Ellie Mae wants to come back, she can come back anytime.
Without a doubt.
Anytime.
Without a doubt.
We're gonna go ahead and do our final thoughts, and we got to close out. But tonight.
Because I got the mic in my hand. Because I got the mic in my hand in regard to the final thought, and the guys have let me just go ahead and, you know, do the final thoughts for everybody. Again, as always, we thank our listeners, you know, for caring enough about the Run and Tell It podcast to join in. Ellie Mae, we cannot thank you enough for staying with us this long. Please know from our hearts to your heart, we care, we appreciate you, and we respect you. Like I said, again, we are older gentlemen,
yeah.
and we have no vested interest in telling you any lies or anything that's going to benefit us.
That's right.
But for you, our young person, we have daughters. We literally have daughters
yeah.
her age.
All three of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, we want to make sure that she's covered. Like I said, being married and committed relationships aren't always easy.
No.
And then when you add children to the mix, it makes it a little difficult, but not impossible. But again, we are committed to our listeners. We are committed to the people that care enough just to tune in.
Yes.
So again, we're grateful. Please don't feel that you're left alone. And I was serious. If I need to give you my personal cell phone number off air, we can do that. But just have to let us know.
Yes.
So like I said, we look forward to hearing from you again and letting you and hearing that everything is going much better.
Yes.
So like I said, but that's our final thought. We're going to turn over to Rod and Ro.
Yes.
And hopefully, like I said again, we'll hear from you again.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you got a final thought?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it quick. Home is not where the heart is.
Just because the butt can spray like mustard, that don't mean the paper towel can wipe the floor.
All right. We want to appreciate everyone that's listening, everyone that will be listening later on. We appreciate LMA being up here with us. And my final thought is, let me see. All right. Since Ro was being funny, let me be funny too. All right. Men do want to always initiate sex. We want to fake sleep while y'all pull our draws sometimes. All right. We can close out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And this was from Run and Tell That Podcast, and we are out.